Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good, yeah. I've just had a coffee, so I'm just feeling that kick in. Second.
Good news. That's what's needed, definitely. You're like the busiest band at the moment. This last couple of months since we've last spoken, it's been amazing. Kings of Leon, Glastonbury. Now you've got a new single out as well, Live for the Moment, apart from your debut album's coming out as well, the same name. It's been a bit of a whirlwind, Kieran.
We're busy bees at the minute. We like to, keep busy, and we hate the thought of, slowing down, to be honest, and, things going a bit stale, so we're constantly trying to keep a buzz around as band, and hopefully we're doing that.
Well,
it's hard for us to see from the inside, so
I suppose it is hard to see from the inside, but from the outside, sort of like looking in, it just seems. I mean, let's talk first of all about Kings of Leon. That must have been just like a pinch me moment, supporting the Kings of Leon.
It was, yeah. It were the best thing about that is, especially lately, the bands we're supporting, we are actually massive fans of, and these bands are, Kings of Leon are such a big band, it's they're pretty much kept away. They turn up minutes before, not even sound check, because they can afford not to sound check, because it's all set up. And as far as seeing band, they're kept away, locked away in a room somewhere, which you can never find, and you don't really stumble across them. And actually supporting them were unreal, and the crowd we played to, and then, I think the real pinch me moment, and we don't get starstruck as a band, none of us, when the tour manager came in and said, oh, we've got a 5-10 minute slot if you want to go and meet the band, and I'd say that's the first band we've met where we're all just oh my god, mental, because you see them in interviews and you see them headlining festivals on telly and stuff, and when you actually meet them, see them all four of them in a room, it's crazy. But really nice guys.
It's great. What sort of things did you discuss? Did they give you any advice? What did they say?
They were just, I think they actually watched the set. Obviously they couldn't come out and stand in crowd, but the entrance to the stage, a corridor at the, on one side of the arena, and they came down, from what I understand, as far as they possibly could without being seen, to make the effort and listen to us, and they seemed really happy about us, and just said they enjoyed it, and just said cheers for warming crowd up and stuff. And then we just thought, oh, sound, that's nice for them. And then when they actually got on stage, they mentioned us again and just said we really enjoyed the Sherlocks tonight, and just said majority of the time support bands just there and off, and they're not really fussed, but they said they enjoyed us, so that was special.
Yeah, that's fantastic, isn't it? And then Glastonbury, you headlined Glastonbury. Let's be fair. Forget Ed Sheeran. forget those foo thingies. Forget all of that. You headlined. You headlined the introducing stage over in Glastonbury.
We did. Yeah, I didn't even know that until a couple of minutes before going on. I didn't even realise we were headlining it. but yeah. We went down the night before and just settled into the festival, got some Glastonbury vibes, and then just chilled out all day. And we're one of them gigs where we didn't really think about it too much. But the reaction after, people were pretty much acting like we'd headlined Pyramid Stage. oh, that was incredible. And I think because we're on telly, that just made a huge difference. People who wouldn't normally see us got the chance to see us, and unreal reaction from that.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. I'd love to go back.
Yeah, no, well, it's a spectacular festival, and you've done a few more. Benny Kassim, I saw lovely pictures of you enjoying Benny Kassim. You're on a beach, which is, you tick the box if you go to Benny Kassim and you're on the beach.
That were unreal heat. it's probably too hot for me. That were just ridiculous. I think we always joke about swimming pools and jacuzzis and stuff backstage, with family, but I think that was the first gig where there were actually a swimming pool backstage, and we weren't lying. We just walk around the corner to go and get like his food and stuff, and then like there was just a swimming pool in the middle of thing. Crazy.
That is absolutely mad. That is mad. And I didn't even notice on Spotify, you guys were like on the front page of Spotify for like indie music, I think, today.
It's front covers from now on. That's us.
That's what I like to see. It's so cool. What's next? You like you say, you try and keep yourself busy. What's coming up in the next few weeks for you guys?
Do you know what? You're asking the worst person. I usually just turn up on day and I don't even know where we are. Like, I have to write down where we are on set list just so I don't get it wrong, because I have got it wrong before. Where did we play now? We played...
You played with Richard Ashcroft recently as well, didn't you?
Yeah, like on the last tour we played somewhere and I was saying Aberdeen or something, and it was like Edinburgh, and crowd were going mental at me, like going Edinburgh, and I just got it wrong. So I'm trying to think what we've got coming up. Just a few festivals really, and it's not too chaotic at the minute. These next 2 weeks we'll be just getting stuck into writing songs really, and Jared's second album, which is coming like well on its way. We've got a good few songs for that already, so
brilliant.
Yeah, and then Leeds and Reading, I think that's probably the next like major festival we've got coming up.
Yeah, should be spectacular as well there. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you there. Album Live for the Moment out on 18th of August. Singles out at the moment, Live for the Moment, as well on Infectious Records. You can buy that right at the moment. We'll play it right now. Kieran, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
No problem, anytime.